All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Do we have you, Tim?
Hey, how's it going, Russ?
Ah, we finally made it. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good. It's been a stressful day so far for us here in the States. I think it's been a stressful evening across the ocean there.
Yeah, you know, I got word that Warren was out there at the Cup, and I've been trying to get a hold of him, but no luck so far. Have you gotten in touch with anyone?
We talked with Scott from Rare Dangness Seeds this morning, and we also talked with Adam Dunn from TH Seeds, and Warren called in the office to check in, and we eventually ended up talking with him and seeing what was going down. From what I understand, the situation is, and by the way, I've tossed them all your phone number. Hopefully they get a hold of you at some point, but good. I think it's like 9 o'clock right there in the evening
right
now. So, from what I understand is going on, this all started yesterday with a concentrate kind of bash or concentrate competition that was going to be coming up to today. And law enforcement got word of it. And then today, as everything, you know, started to start up in this event, about 200 is what I'm hearing. A couple hundred law enforcement officers came into the event, started confiscating things. I hear possibly one person has been arrested. Mitch from Incredible, one of our good friends here in Colorado, I'm hearing he may have had some stuff taken. The Hitman crew, I'm hearing, have had their stuff taken. Just generally, I guess from what I understand, cannabis is okay over there. And from what Warren Edson, who is the lawyer that I trust, and I pretty much he tells me something, I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
I guess over there, concentrates like the hashish and the dabs and BHO and everything that we're becoming accustomed to here is considered there a hard drug. So they came in, I guess, under maybe the Heroin Act or something.
And the Opium Act they have.
Yeah, and used it as that. So basically, yeah, that's what happened. Shut down that event. I think they're still voting, and they're still Milk's. I'm not the greatest with repeating Dutch, so forgive me here if I absolutely just completely brutalize this word here. But I think there's still voting going on down at Melfeg.
Yeah, the Melfeg. Yes.
Yes. If anybody's still concerned or has any questions about that, that's where everybody's going to, and that's where the event is open. And it's supposed to be continuing on. I'm hearing the Cypress Hill show or the Soul Assassin show that was going to go on tonight, and the Be Real show that was going to go on is still going down.
Good.
But other than that, man, I mean, it's just craziness. I mean, a couple hundred police officers coming in towards you, and you're in another country, and you already know this is something that's maybe a little hairy. I mean, I think the hair would have been standing on the back of my neck for sure.
Sure, but you're telling us that the reports are saying that part of this might have had to do with concentrates, oils, hashes, that, you know, there's a misunderstanding there?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm understanding the whole thing is about, is it's about the concentrates. So that's what Warren's telling me, and that's what I'm hearing from everybody else, is yes, they were concerned about the concentrates. And from what I understand, from what Warren tells me, they're still filed under that hard drug situation.
I see. Okay, well, that's a great update to know about that, because the earlier stuff we had heard was something about breaking a 500-gram limit for the vendors. They're over 500 grams of possession or something.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that yet. I heard something about that they were possibly ticketing people for having over 5 grams, but from what I understand, I haven't heard anything more about that. But, of course, in Amsterdam, there's, you know, a 5-gram limit that you're supposed to have with you. I know many people took a lot more than that with them over there. So, but no, I haven't heard of that whatsoever. As far as I know, it is because of the concentrate issue. I can't remember. They called it a dab fest or something like that that they were about to get started. And it seems like the Hitman people were sponsoring it. And I think one of the clinic here in Denver, I think one of the dispensary that sponsors a lot of big things here, actually. I think they were the two that were putting it on. And that was obviously a no-no.
All right. So good to have that news here. But as far as we can tell, the Cup is still ongoing. They're still going to have their events tomorrow at 2, and the other concerts and everything that's going on are still going to take place.
That's what I'm understanding to this point. So I would say, you know, people over there, if you're in Amsterdam or have anybody that over there that you know you can talk with, I would say, you know, maybe maybe put the concentrates away for a minute, man, and wait till you get back home and stay safe. That's the bottom line, is just stay safe, okay?
Now, we had reported earlier in the year about the Dutch seeking to brand any cannabis products that were above 15% THC as a hard drug. That hasn't happened yet, has it?
No, that hasn't happened yet. I'm pretty sure that that would go into effect I'm not sure if it goes into effect this next year, but I think 2013 is the year I'm hearing that a lot of some of these rules go into effect. But, you know, I mean, you never know. That could be something that they're thinking about in their minds right now, is that, you know, there's these heavy concentrates here. We've already, you know, thinking about this, you know, percentage of, you know, concentrated what it's supposed to be regularly. So I you never know what their thinking is.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim, for calling in. And also in other news here, there's some changes coming up for John Doe Radio that we need to tell people about?
Say that once again.
I saw something about you guys changing time or something for JDR.
We're thinking about it. It might be a possibility for us to maybe change some times, fit better in location where we're at, since we're located here in Denver, Colorado, Mile High City, inside of Warren Edson's office, and fantastic location we have. And the studio has started to build more and more shows, and we've just been thinking about, you know, matching up with the shows here and then maybe some other stuff, but I'm not sure yet. I like the time, and if we were to do it and we were to change the time, it would probably be something from like noon to 1, noon to 2, but right up against what you guys do with normal show live.
Right on. Well, as we migrate to our independent servers that we're building right now, we will also have the opportunity to turn the Librimeter over to an incoming live stream. So who knows? Maybe we can run you live too. That'd be kind of fun.
I am completely for that. We've got a few conversations with some dispensary owners here in Denver where we're trying to get, you know, some remote action going on, so where we can go and hang out, you know, maybe do a show from the middle of big trim, and, you know, when the camera pans around, there's like, you know, 100,000 watt lights, you know, behind us, and you get to see this sea of screen of green. So yesterday, walking into this room and just seeing, I can't tell you enough, people that have not seen a grow or not seen a grow of the size that I've seen or experienced. Once you walk into something like this or experience it, it's something that sticks with you the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You get chills. Yeah. It's freedom, and it's one of the most amazing feelings in the world. So.
Yeah, and one of the things that I always do when I'm in those kind of situations, either visiting a really large garden or going to one of our local cannabis clubs where they got the jars, you know, multiple jars of strains, one of the things that my brain always does when I'm in those situations, it goes, this is a crime? Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Gee, it doesn't feel criminal. I don't feel like endangered in any way. Hey, I got to go. We got another call coming in, John, or Tim. Thank you so much for calling in and give us the update.
Have yourself a great day, Russ, and thanks to all Normal Show Live listeners.
Right on. All right, we're getting another call coming in here from 303 area code. You're on the air with Normal Show Live.
Hey, Russ, it's Scott with Rare Dangness.
Oh, Scott, how you doing?
Pretty good, man. What's going on with you guys?
Well, we're just reporting on the High Times Cannabis Cup, the raid going on in Amsterdam, and looking for people that might have any information on that. Do you have something to tell us?
Yeah, basically the only person that I've heard that has been arrested was Mila so far.
Okay, and you're in Amsterdam right now?
Yeah, we're over here. Myself, Adam from TG Seeds, Chuck from Verde, you know, a bunch of Colorado people are out here. We're all looking out for each other right now, making sure everybody got out of there okay.
Yeah.
They basically detained everybody that had a booth. They had the business license people out, you know, checking to see if they were keeping records and all of that. And then they were basically looking to see if anybody had their, you know, had over their 5-gram limit. Wow. And then looking specifically for concentrates, it sounded like.
Yeah, that's something Tim Martin from John Doe Radio was telling us, is that the concentrates out there, the hash, the oils, the dabs, whatever you want to call them, are classified as hard drugs under Dutch law. Is that what they were telling you?
Yeah, that's it's been that way for 20 years, you know. They don't look kindly upon anything that's been processed like that with a chemical, at least.
Right.
Water hash is okay, but you know, in today's time, man, some of that water hash is getting so good, you can't tell the difference
right.
between it and the butane when they're just looking at them,
right.
you know?
Right.
Yeah. So pretty much people were dropping like grams and grams of hash on the ground. I mean, there were just baggies littering the floor of grams of hash. You know, like people were just basically smoking it if you had it before you rolled out because you weren't rolling out with it.
Wow.
And then the Dutch cops stood back and, you know, let everybody at least finish what they had. No one was getting arrested. They weren't really hassling you to, you know, get out now. It was a nice leisurely, you know, exit and search. The guy basically looked in my bag, asked me if I had any drugs. I told him no, sir. Asked what state I was from. I told him Colorado. And he was like, oh, here you guys have some really good stuff out there. And I was like, yeah, well, yes, sir, you know. And he was like, well, have a good time and let me on through, you know.
Oh, my God. So people are just basically, they come to the event. They lead everyone out the door. You know, they just take everyone and lead them out the door, searching them as they go out, right?
Well, it was more of a, they herded everybody towards one exit, you know, like you're getting on the ski lift at, you know, Vail or whatever.
Sure.
And then one by one, they had, you know, 40 cops out in this hallway that they were leading each person through one at a time, you know, and you have a one-on-one little talk and search. And, apparently Mila had a bag of trim that she was going to do one of her hash expos with, and they took her to jail.
Wow. Now, is there any, do we know what they've charged her with? How long?
Yeah, you know, all I know is, you know, I've talked to some of the Dutch over here is, you know, what pertains to their laws as far as, you know, what they're allowed to have, how many plants they're allowed to have, and pretty much any trim and leaf and stuff like that, you're supposed to incinerate immediately. Like, you're not supposed to be able to harvest it or use it
really?
Or anything like
that.
You
can harvest the buds, and then after you've harvested the buds, the stalks, the leaves, everything else has to be burned?
Yeah.
Wow. Hmm. Well, let's be clear about this, too, that these laws, I mean, this is not like they passed a new law in Holland and then they're now just enforcing it. This 500-gram law has been around for a while. This concentrate law has been around for a while. It's just now with this new conservative government, they want to enforce them.
Yeah, most definitely.
God, what a shame. And so how is the feel amongst the attendees there? I mean, I imagine everybody's pretty freaked out.
I mean, you can definitely see the fear on some of the kids' faces. You know, I ran a dispensary up in Longmont before the city shut us down up there. So I dealt with the cops enough just in and out of my store all the time. And now dealing with the MMED, you know, I'm fairly comfortable. As long as you're polite to those guys, they're usually polite right back to you. And you could definitely see the fear. You could see the disgust. I mean, you could hear people saying, man, I spent €1,000 on, you know, herb in the past few days. I had it all with me, now I've got to throw it out.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, well, didn't you know about the 5-gram law? Like, hasn't anybody explained that to you?
Yeah, you gotta be within their limits that they've got there. I mean, lot of people, I think, when they go to Amsterdam, they think it's legal. It's not legal. Yeah, it's just tolerated.
It's tolerated. Yeah, it's just tolerated.
All right, well, Scott, I want to thank you for calling in and giving us this info and you're with Rare Dankness, right?
Yeah, Rare Dankness Seeds out of Colorado.
All right, just want to give you the shout out there for helping us out here on the show. We got to wrap it up for this hour, so if you got anybody else there who wants to call into the show and give us more details, we'd love to get it recorded and let people know what's happening, okay?
Yeah, man, no worries.
All right, thanks so much, Scott. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, bud.
All right, we are live here at Roller J Studios covering the breaking news of the raids in the Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam for High Times. We're going to go off to a video lunch hour here, but I will stay here at the studio in case we get any new calls in. We'll break into the middle of video lunch and get you any breaking news updates on the raid of the High Times Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam. For Ganja John and Cannabis Carrie and everybody here at Normal Show Live, thanks for jumping in here on this live, unexpected vacation day broadcast. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.